He pretty strongly stressed the idea that you have to perfect your samatha before you can do vipassana. And I'm wondering if that is a pretty strictly held teaching in this tradition.
It is, but it also, what he's emphasizing is, of course, the tranquility comes through the steadiness of the attention on the knowing, so like not letting the mind go out and that. So generally, once you start questioning the monks, they're not talking about you got to get to this stage or that stage before. They're talking, the mind becomes settled when you bring the attention to that quality of knowing, and then whatever your past accumulations are, then your mind will sort of settle to a particular degree. But the emphasis is on that directing attention to the quality of knowing and awareness, and not being distracted by the different thought processes. So that, and then also that that quality of firmness is what is emphasized, so that the mind becomes steady and firm, as opposed to, because it's a language thing as well, because especially in English, when you talk about concentration, and there's an image that comes up from that, and what the teachers are tend to be putting to, how do you make the mind firm and steady, as opposed to concentrated and kind of this, because even the what's called one-pointed is remember Ajahn Chah saying, they use the word in the description of concentration or of samadhi, that there's a one-pointed mind, but the qualities of the one-pointed mind actually have vitakka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekakata. How can that be one-pointed if it's got all these things in it? And he said, and it's not that it's one-pointed excluding. It works together. It harmonizes. It's balanced. And so that's the steadiness comes from the balance, and where those different factors of mind are actually functioning together, so that the mind becomes clear and awareness stands out, becomes bright.